of his obedience. And it's God's will that your eyes be open so you can see why he wants you filled with his fullness. That you can walk in all of this. I know. You hear people say this about God, say this about the word, and you hear believers say, they give you all these excuses. God don't heal today. God don't fill people with the Holy Ghost. You're not to talk in tongues anymore today. You hear all that stuff. All they said, this has passed away. It's amazing. Are y'all in the house?
Yeah.
It's amazing how people chop up the scripture and won't tell the truth about it. The same scripture they use, go ahead and give it to me in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. I'm going to show you. Since we're here. And see, and what it does, it robs you of this full life that God had given you everything. If I could get that through, I believe I am getting it through. You have God. There's nothing you need. God hasn't. He doesn't have to come up with it. It's already there. He wants you to know how to go get it. I'm going to ask you a question while they're putting it up. Why do you put your money in the bank? What is the purpose behind putting your money in the bank? What is it supposed to be? Sometimes it ain't. It doesn't. Somebody try to go what they use, go online and steal it out of the bank. Huh? But why do you put it in there? You put it in there for what? Safekeeping, right? Is that to protect your money, right? Hallelujah. This is why God put his will in written print. Now listen to what I'm about to say. It's in writing. It's in writing. You're born again, right? You got the Spirit of God in you. It's in writing, but it's in code. A person that don't have the Spirit of God, that's why they come up with all this stuff. That's why they don't have the code to it, to interpret what it's saying. That's why they come up with the stuff and you fall for it. We don't fall for that stuff, do we? We don't fall for that because we can read it for ourselves. Holy Spirit can explain it to us. When somebody stand up before us and preach it, we'll know it's true. If they start preaching something else, we'll say, that ain't right. Because we got what? The code breaker in here. Are you hearing me? And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what translation it is in. When you read it, that code breaker will interpret that word to you. So let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you how they do. I had a Bible, and it shocked me that I read the footnote. If I hadn't have known any better, it would have threw me. I would have been going after this stuff. But let me show you. Love, listen to this, because this is right in line where we are. Love what? Never. I got to get this one and done, and then I got to do what I'm supposed to do. Love what never fail. What's never? That means it'll never happen. Love, I don't care what you do. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you own or how much you don't own. Love, you can't make love fail. You know why? Because God is love. And God has no failure in him. But here's what they do. They go in here like this. And that's what that scripture, love never fails. But whether there be what? Prophecy, they will what? Fail. Whether there be tongue, they will see. And they say, see, we got the whole Bible and tongues have ceased now. That's what they said. They don't believe in prophecy and they don't believe in tongue. So they'll read that scripture, but let's finish the scripture. Whether there be knowledge, it will what? Well, have knowledge vanished away? How can you go make prophecy, separate that scripture like that and make prophecy go away and tongues cease and knowledge hadn't ceased? Because they don't have the code. Because if one of them leave, all of them have to leave. So that's why the Lord said, I want you full of me, not full of somebody's stuff. So you know how to walk in victory while they're talking their trash. You'll be walking in victory. And this is why he said, go to give me Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19 in the Passion Translation. And I think I closed that. When you learn these things, that's one of the things I do. I search the scripture. I just don't read them. I want to know what they're saying. I don't want to hear somebody else's opinion. I want to know what the scripture is saying. First Ephesians 1, 19. I could read 18, but save time because I want to do what I need to do. I pray that you will do what? Continually experience the what? The immeasurable greatness of who? Of God's power made what? Available. How is it made available to you? Through faith. For what purpose? Here we go. That your lives will be what? Y'all read it. That your lives may be what? If Ford Motor Company want their product advertised, they're gonna get some people. When those people come on talking about a Ford, they're not gonna mention a Chevrolet on it. They won't say a thing in the world about a Chevrolet, a Dodge, a Plymouth, Jeep. None of those. They won't even mention these highfalutin cars, Ferrari, and all the other. They won't say a thing in the world. They're going to talk about their product. It's the best vehicle you can buy. Won't they tell you that? They'll tell you you can't outlast them, you can't do this, you. Why are they saying that? They want you to be an advertiser so we can come buy their product. God wants you